Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Shake it up, baby!
Shake it up, baby!
Twist and shout!
Welcome back, 7 to the hour. Thank you very much for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. I'm Jim Blasingame, and we're having a great visit with our good friend Bill Brandt. Bill is president of DSI, Inc., Development Specialist, Inc., DSI.biz, and he's... I encourage you to check the website out, folks, and read some of the articles that Bill has posted there. Very studious, very smart stuff there that you'll get. It'll make you smarter. Bill is also a member of the Democrat Party and a very involved member of that party on a national and a local level. And we're talking about the executive order that the president signed last week on immigration. And I'm against it. I've said that all along. I said that before he signed it. Bill is in favor of it. He thinks the president did the right thing. Bill, my question now is...
Well, I wouldn't go that far as
okay.
to say I'm in favor of it.
I mean,
I think if you boil it down to the simple fact that he's going to reallocate resources to deport criminals rather than parents, I can live with that. I mean, that's the
answer. What do you say to a scholar, a constitutional scholar like Jonathan Turley, who thinks this is a horrible thing to do?
Well, you know,
Jonathan's no radical right winger.
I don't think he is, but I will tell you that Obama has issued about 33 executive orders. Bush issued 36. Jimmy Carter issued 80.
But not on the magnitude of the, you know, and Bill.
The Emancipation Proclamation issued by Lincoln was kind of a dinger, you know.
Well, you guys go way back for that one, don't you? The thing
well,
is.
Well, I mean, but Roosevelt and Hoover, Coolidge and Roosevelt and Hoover in the early part of the last century were issuing 200 and some a year. I mean, and on all kinds of stuff.
But were they making laws with their order, or were they adjusting?
Were they adjusting
laws?
You recall that famous scene with Sewell being carried up by the National Guard when Roosevelt seized Montgomery Ward's. You know, I mean, or Truman did, I should say. I mean, they're. You know, I'm not a big fan of executive orders, but obviously, you know, Reagan did one on immigration in his own period of time. I would much prefer, as you would prefer, that the Congress legislate.
Yeah.
But when they don't, you know, if you have well,
why
to
didn't, why did, if this was such an important issue, I know this has been asked before, but I'd like for your answer on this one. Why didn't the president do this when he had a filibuster-proof majority in the Senate and the House, and majority in the House? Why didn't he do that in his first 2 years?
You know, if you listen to Louis Gutierrez and others, they're adamant that he should have, and I agree.
Mm-hmm.
And I think the fact of the matter is, waiting for reason to overtake men in some time is not always the best strategy. And sometimes you got to lead. And I think that this is an example of where perhaps there should have been leadership by the security.
Is this going to create a new class of worker?
No, I think. Look, you know, if you like your broccoli and if you like your peas and your corn, you and I both know that most of that is picked by people who are covered under this act in California Central Valley every year, and for literally a century or more, Mexicans have been coming across the border to do agriculture work and then going back home. I would like to find a way to routinize that. I think it helps small business, for example, it gives them a dependable.
Oh, let me tell you something. Small businesses want immigration reform because we're out here at ground zero of where a lot of the mistakes are made.
I agree with
immigration reform. It just needs to be done by laws and not by executive order. Bill, a quick question. What are the chances that Democrats will rue the day that President Obama set this precedent with his executive order?
I think almost nil. I mean, I know you ask me that all the time.
I've never asked you that before. I've asked you it one time today.
You've asked me things in politics, you know, about...
Okay, all right, but I'm talking about the executive order.
I think the situation is too fluid. I think I give you my prophecy, Jim. In 5 months, we'll be arguing about something entirely... Remember Obamacare was going to be the downfall of Western civilization? We're going to be arguing about something else entirely in 5 years.
Bill, at what point did that become wrong?
I don't understand what you're talking about. I'm not a big fan of Obamacare, but in this last election cycle, it was not. Remember, it was going to be every consuming everybody. It didn't. 5 months from now,
I think for small businesses, it was a big deal, Bill. I told my audience it was a big deal to them.
It's not a great plan. I'm the first one to agree.
Yeah.
But answer to your question is, in 5 months, there will be some other argument. There always is. You and I both know it.
Mm-hmm. I don't disagree, but my biggest concern now is it looks like we now have an idea about what the next 2 years are going to look like in Washington.
They're going to look like the last three or four, right?
Probably so. Hey, Bill, good job.
Yeah.
Thanks for coming in, and come back soon.
Thanks, Jim.
And have a happy holiday, too, by the way.
When you sit down at the table, make sure they cut up the right turkey.
And I'll be thankful for my friend Bill Brandt. Thanks, Bill. See you later.
Take care.
Got to go for this hour. I'm Jim Blessingame, the Small Business Advocate. And always fun when Bill joins us. He's an honest broker, and I appreciate him. I'll see you after the day. Stay with me.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.